first, a special moment. If you would turn your attention to the press box, this evening we will be dedicating the press box as the Barry Morgan Memorial Press Box. I'm going to turn the microphone over to a longtime colleague and friend, J.J. Michaels, for the dedication.
Good evening, everyone. It is an honor for me to be here tonight to share such an amazing moment in this town and school's history with so many wonderful people. I would like to thank the Kane Area School District, High School Principal Todd Stanko, and Athletic Director Jason Barner for this gracious opportunity to host these festivities tonight. I would also like to say hello to everyone listening on the radio stations covering this game. Of course, that's 101.7 WXZY here in Kane and 97.5 The Hound. It is you folks, after all, with whom Barry loved to talk every time he went on the air. We would also like to say hello to Barry's daughter, Brandy, her husband, Steve, and their daughter, Vivian. They could not be here with us tonight, but they are watching right now via the live stream from Illinois in their home. We're sorry that you couldn't be here tonight, guys, but know that you are on our minds and in our hearts, and we love you. So here we are. We gather tonight to honor a man who meant so much to us, Mr. Barry Morgan. Suffice it to say, I've known Barry quite a long time. The first time I met him, I was six. We've shared so many wonderful memories together, both on and off the radio. Not a day goes by that I don't think of him. This month, it will mark the completion of 26 years in radio in my career. Now, during my career, and even before it started when I was in college and in high school, Barry took me under his wing and taught me how to do this job. In all, I have spent the better part of 15 years working right beside him. He also taught me much more than this job. Things about life on such a personal human level. I'm forever grateful for his contributions in my life. Barry did this job for 34 years. It was 1988 when he joined the staff at the former WLMI here in Kane and quickly found a niche as an advertising salesman and a sports broadcaster, and he never looked back. In those 34 years, he sold a lot of advertising, a lot of sports sponsorships, and provided the soundtrack for so many memorable games. He did them with such class and such energy and such professionalism. You felt like you were right there next to him. But it was the every night regular season games where Barry really became the Barry we knew. Whether it was talking to an old friend about a hunting or fishing expedition, catching up on a former player that he had coached, talking with a broadcasting colleague, or relating a story about life experiences, or in most recent times, Barry loved to brag up his grandkids pretty good. Barry always had a word of encouragement. The generational reach that he had is quite amazing. In fact, there are several players on this year's Wolves team that are second generation, which means that Barry called your mom, your dad, or both in a sporting event just a few years ago. We won't say how many. Same kind of thing with the coaches. There are several coaches on the Wolves staff that fall into that category of former players, Barry announced, and that are now coaches. And now that I've said that and you all feel old, I am sorry. It's funny how things work out. I was putting together this presentation this week, and while doing so, I spent some quality time talking back and forth with Barry's wife, Shirley. We spoke about how emotional tonight would be, and she said something to me that she said to me many times, and it clicked differently this week. She said, "I don't think Barry truly realized how much of an impact he had on people." And she's right. Barry just showed up to do a game. The rest took care of itself. For 34 years, Barry's voice was synonymous with high school and youth sports in the region. His ability to bring a community together, wherever it was truly something special to see. It was shown many times here in Kane. And as I look around the stadium tonight, I see the light standards. It was Barry who was a big supporter and helped to raise money in the mid-90s to help that. It was shown by taking weekly shows that he hosted to the middle of nowhere in Russell, Sugar Grove, and Lander because people involved with the Eisenhower football program wanted him to be there and paid him to do it. There's also some stories that go along with that, but that's for another time. It was shown by supporting the Relay for Life and other things when his daughter was diagnosed with cancer. And it was shown when he found an amazing group of kids that loved to play baseball. And he traveled with them to New Jersey, Michigan, and Maine. And there are many, many others. But Barry was so much more than just a radio guy. He was a coach. He was a pastor and a lay speaker. He was a mentor, a father figure to many, this announcer included, and a friend. Barry was the friend you love to have. His most important jobs, however, were being a husband to his wife, Shirley, a father to Brandy, Hillary, and Jimmy, and a grandfather to Taylor, Satine, Lexi, Reagan, Emery, Vivian, Drake, Corey, Avery, and although he didn't get to meet him here on Earth, Lucas. His family is on the track tonight, including his sister Michelle, who made the trip. In speaking with Shirley this week, she asked that I pass along the Morgan family's gratitude for these festivities tonight. They are forever grateful for everyone's efforts in making this a reality. And they are extremely thankful for the outpouring of love and support in the past several months since Barry's passing. I think I speak on behalf of everyone here tonight when I say, you are most welcome. There's no doubt that all of us here tonight have a Barry Morgan story or 10 to share. And as tonight progresses, I encourage you to share those stories with each other. Knowing Barry like we did, they're going to end with a laugh and a smile. And it wouldn't be a tribute to Barry if I didn't do one myself. When I was a young kid learning the ways, Barry taught me many things. There were three specifically that stuck out. First, remember that everyone on that field or that court is someone's son, daughter, brother, sister, nephew, niece, grandchild, or other relative. No high school sports broadcaster ever sounded good bashing any kid on the field. Second, he taught me that taking care of the sponsors and the fans were extremely important. He always said, we want them to come back and help us do more games. And lastly, kind of tying into number two, and perhaps the most legendary Barry Morgan statement ever, never go to a game hungry. Barry never went to a game hungry. And he made sure he would be able to complete the broadcast without feeling any further hunger. And if you were wondering how I would work it into the speech tonight, it just happened. Thank you, Bell's Meat and Poultry. Tonight, our purpose is to dedicate this press box in his memory. It's only fitting that his name will be enshrined on the very place from where he broadcasted so many events. But the dedication of this press box goes much beyond the Paul R. Miller Stadium. It also represents press boxes, gymnasiums, and ball fields everywhere. whether it's here or somewhere else, Barry left his mark. The biggest thing about Barry Morgan was that he didn't want recognition for what he did. I know he would appreciate this tonight, but he didn't want recognition. What he did came from his heart. Well, Bear, you're going to have to forgive us. We just can't help ourselves. You deserve it. We love you, and we miss you. For 34 years, Barry's voice echoed over the radio. Tonight, his voice, the voice of high school sports, and his name become part of this town and this region for eternity. Fans, if you'll now stand and turn around to look at the newly enshrined press box. You have seen the signage on the front. The Kane Area School District would like to recognize the most recent graduating class at Kane Area High School, the class of 2022. They donated the money solely for this signage. So we say thank you, Kane High School, class of 2022. We also would like to recognize members of the Kane Quarterback Club here tonight. The Quarterback Club will be placing a memorial plaque inside of this press box that will be representative and commemorative of Barry's legacy and career. The item is currently on order and will be here soon. With that, ladies and gentlemen, it is now my distinct honor and pleasure at this very moment in time to formally dedicate and present to you the Barry Morgan Memorial Press Box at Paul R. Miller Stadium. Now, there's one last thing we have to do tonight, and to me, this is the biggest news of the night. It's nothing short of amazing. Since Barry's death in February, his family has set up the Barry Morgan Memorial Sports Fund. Over the past several months, many have donated to it. The overall purpose of this fund is to benefit local sports teams, players, coaches, and beyond. Because that's what Barry did. Tonight, the family is set to make their first donation from the fund. We direct your attention to the track where Barry's wife Shirley, daughter Hillary, son Jimmy, and their families are joined with Kane cheerleading advisor Jen D'Angelo and the Kane Wolves cheerleaders. The first donation from the Barry Morgan Memorial Sports Fund is being made to the Kane Wolves cheerleaders. This fund will benefit so many others in the coming weeks, months, and years. If you would like to make a donation, and we encourage you to do so, you can visit the Kane CNB Bank branch. There are some details that need to go with it, and they can explain it to you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our dedication ceremony tonight, and it wouldn't exactly be a true sign-off unless we did it Barry Morgan style. That'll about wrap it up for now, folks. Have a great night.
And there it is, guys.
Yeah, wow, that's hard to follow that, huh?
What do you say to that? Amazing individual. I just have one Barry story, and then I'll move on to you guys. I was just a young kid. My mother's told me this story. She was in charge of the Kane Area Recreation Cultural Commission at the time. And she was looking for summer workers to do things, you know, hire for cane programs. And this guy, Barry Morgan, came to the house dressed in a suit to work, to interview for the job, for just summer playground, doing some summer t-ball for the Cane Area Rec Commission. And that just tells me a lot about the man. I don't remember it, but that just says a lot, you know, enough to dress up in your suit and tie to interview for a summer position.
Yeah.
You know, that's just my little Barry story. And, of course, all the work he's done to help our station. When we first went on the air, he's like, if you need something, you give me a call. You tell them you're from Cane, you're the Cane station, you're doing things. And we had that relationship all the way through since 2014 when we first went on the air with everything we did with the station since we've been on the air. And there's been a lot of things he's given me tips and tricks for, which has been helped us get where we needed to get to and helped us get where we got to go. So that's my thing. So I'll give it back to you guys, and we can get our pregame show going on.
Yeah, well, like you said, Chris, too, Barry being a hometown Cane guy, you know, stories about him, like I said, going back to the grade school days. But, you know, Barry was a heck of a basketball player back in his day, and also he played some softball. And quick, fast, but back
lightning
quick,
fast.
Yeah, lightning fast. But he definitely had some moxie about him, because when he was in high school, I remember I'm probably about seven years.
He was the same age as Kenny and them guys, right?
Yeah, I think he graduated like 69 or 68, and me and my buddy Frankie Bustanjic lived right there by the school, so we were at all the sporting events. And
the huge gym.
Well, yeah, right, you know, right where the elementary school is at.
Sure.
And Barry, like I said, I don't think he was 100 pounds dripping wet, and that kid – He could shoot lights out. And a buddy of mine, Dave Thompson, they call him The Rock, he told me some Barry stories, because Barry and Dave grew up down on the west side of town.
Right.
And that was the Capellos, the Chavez's, the, you know, it was a pretty, the Imbrogno's. And Barry, you know, hey, he had to fend for himself.
You got to fend for yourself.
Back
man.
In them days at 80 pounds, and them guys were probably like at 140 to 150, you
right.
know, so... Barry just carried himself well, and I tell you one thing he did for me too, Bruce, because I know you guys did a lot of games together back in the day. He brought when Smithport was tough in the 90s,
yep.
him and Scotty McGuire, yourself, you know, that they Smithport brought it, but Barry and the gang, you know, put them on the map as far as the
sure.
radio went. And when we started to do this, said I kind of felt a little bit odd doing this, rightfully so. I mean, I just felt like, gee, you know, I'm not a radio announcer.
You're a welder.
But, right, I'm a welder.
Right.
And these, you know, Joe and Chris and all these put this radio station together, and Barry was behind it. And I told him even one time, I said, man, Barry, just kind of feel funny with amongst all you guys when we get, and he goes, Beezer, he says, man, you guys are doing one hell of a great job. Keep it up. And, you know, from there on, it just made it easy. And you know, there wasn't a game that was too small for Barry. Like I said, I remember my kids growing up in the Little League. There's Barry Morgan doing Little League games.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He just put everything on the map. So
every Sunday we would do an Alley Cat game back there with Tuna and all them guys.
Yeah.
Every Sunday we were down at the field doing an Alley Cat game.
Yeah, there wasn't. So he was all about the sports with the kids, and not just the sports with the kids, but the family stuff. And like I said,
everybody.
Everybody.
And you're right. He always told me. He said, just be.
Do yourself, right?
Just do the game.
Yeah. Do the game, and it's
we all
the
know the game, right?
Yeah. So you know what? Here we are. They dedicated the press box to Barry, and how much of an honor that is, because the field, just think about it, the Paul R. Miller Stadium field.
Right.
So, you know, that was a great superintendent. That was before our time even. But
really.
Yeah. So, and then you go up here and you look at the VOAG, and there's another name on
Vern.
There, the Vern Johnson VOAG, but Vern was also a principal and
superintendent.
And now you have Barry Morgan press box dedicated. So that's some pretty good company right there. I would say that they did a lot for the area and a lot for Cane, Pennsylvania.
Put a lot of miles on,
yeah.
man.
And with that, guys, you know,